beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Hey, previously on Dubious and Tim Plus.
So I drive over to my aunt's, and it was fun. They like to play games, and I like to play games. So we played a card game. We played a dice game. Yeah. We had burgers.
Card game and dice game. You played blackjack and craps, and you basically played, you took her for about $200. But
played
it was great. It was great
eights.
Fun, yeah. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Technical Cats. If you have wiring laying around that you would like to have messed up while you're trying to do a show, then you should hire Technical Cats. They like to get into wiring and pull things off and basically be annoying little shit. Move! Get out from under there, you goddamn cat! Check them out at technicalcats.com and don't forget to use the special checkner... Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Technical Cat Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You are. I was unaware of this.
No, you are aware of that. I've told you a million times. I always say I'm allergic to pussy. Good thing I'm gay. Et cetera, et cetera.
If you ever come to visit, then I'll have to put you up in a hotel or something.
Something. My eyes swell up. They get really... Like, have you ever seen the swollen eyeballs that have that watery kind of sac? You know, like it looks like...
Sounds exciting.
It kind of looks like a water balloon, like a clear water balloon. Your actual eyeball swells. Yeah. Right. It's really bad.
It is. I don't know. I went to an event this weekend, and I got back earlier today. I was back here by like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But now, suddenly, that I'm in here doing the show... All the cats have decided that they need my full attention right now. So it's like I'm sitting here doing the show, and my keyboard is sliding back. As I'm doing the intro to the show, the keyboard is literally sliding back across the desk because Princess is under the desk pulling on the keyboard cable. So she's playing
Who
with the keyboard.
Named that cat?
I did.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising. You named a cat Princess.
Why would I name my cat?
That's
Princess.
A very queenie name.
So
I see you as being more manly.
What I mean, cats kind of name themselves, right? The cats name themselves. I never name a cat when I first get them. I let them sit, you know, for a week or two till they kind of grow into their name. So it's like Buzzy was named after Buzz Aldrin, and because his older sister was named Jemison, named after Dr. Mae Jemison. Celine, I didn't name Celine. Damien named Celine.
Okay.
I take that back. He wanted to call her Celeste, which I was just like, no.
Celine as in Celine Dion?
No, it had nothing to do with Celine Dion. It had to do with, she's a long-haired calico, and he said, oh, her fur looks so celestial, like the Milky Way. We should call her Celeste. And I'm like, no, we're not calling her Celeste. So there you go.
Celine kind of reminds me of Saline Solution.
Right, exactly. She's like a stripper cat. She's got fake titties, and that's where the saline comes from. So how are you, Adam? How are you doing this weekend?
I'm doing better now than I was in that previously.
The previous clip where you...
Good Lord. I'm like, clear your throat, man. Clear it. I don't know. Man, that was some devotion. I had no voice that night.
Yeah. I think I threatened to replace you with a co-host. You're like, no, I'll show up. I'll be there. Don't worry. Don't replace me.
It sounded like I had a tracheotomy, you know, or something like that. I'm surprised you...
That particular episode that was from January of 2015, so that was almost a year ago. So not even a full year ago. So there you go.
We have
a huge big show this evening.
Yeah, there's some Ed Sullivan thing, but I don't know how it goes.
What, a really big shoe?
A really big shoe. No, yeah,
crammed, packed with exciting things from our lives in this personal journal podcast where we often tell stories about going to the Notary Public, which is perfectly okay because it's a personal journal show. People who might have had a problem with that. But you know what, Adam? It is 9:14 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have Adam's used lube bottle. You know, I thought that was in my bedside table, but I guess it's in the chat room somehow.
Yeah.
CACP, Joey Graceffa, CT Yaley.
You know, Joey Graceffa changed his hair colors.
I saw that. Yeah. Because of you, I saw that.
It's very big news. Very big news.
I see Greg Lamont Cranston, Minion 51, A.T. Cruza, Tim Cant Reed, Toppy Smelly, Yaz Mamadou, Auntie Vera Charles, and FL_Mac.
There you go. Yaz Mamadou. We haven't seen Yaz Mamadou in a very long time. And
welcome back, Yaz Mamadou.
Yeah, I just want to point out, CT Yaley, by the way, is Bill from the Group Me Group. So there you go. So you know CT Yaley.
I found that out earlier. I'm sure I knew that at some point and forgot because I'm bad to forget things. Right. So
now Yaz Mamadou thought this was Tech Talk with Adam and Daniel, and that comes up in the tech segment, which, by the way, this evening is going to be moved. We're moving things around. Like, 1 week before I leave for 2 weeks for two shows, I'm changing the order of the segments tonight. It'll be fun.
I haven't even looked yet. I don't even know what order. I'm going to be surprised.
It could happen at any point in time. We don't know what's going to happen. It could be just crazy, crazy randomness could happen at any point in time. Look at that. Just insane craziness. Let's see who this might be. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Deathbone. Singer Corey Wells, lead singer for the band Three Dog Night, dead at, I don't know, 70-something. Old, anyway. Okay, bye.
Yeah. What do you say, Adam? He was just a singer in a rock and roll band.
I feel like I should know that person, so maybe we should give it to him. I've heard of the band.
I think that is their song. I hope that's their song that they did. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. I think that was a Three Dog Night song.
I don't know, but I've heard of the band, and so I feel like I should probably know the singer as well. And I don't, but that's okay. That's all right.
Is it?
So are you Googling?
I am. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. No, I guess that was the Moody Blues. Oh, well, there you go. I guess I screwed that one up.
Joke for the wrong band.
Oh, dear God. I'll take that back. Anyway, well, congratulations, RT Cruiser. What was Three Dog Night famous for? Now I need to know.
I have no idea. I'm just thinking of, it's been
this one.
To Spain,
but I kind of like the music. Yeah, see that one. We all know
that. Oh yeah, that one. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. I ain't never been to Spain either. So yeah, Three Dog Night. Look at people are telling me in the chat room here. One is
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Jeremiah's a bullfrog.
You know, he was a good friend of mine.
Joy to the world. All of these things. There you go. Well, congratulations, RT Cruiser. You were entered into the drawing. Excellent.
That's right.
So there you go, Adam. I'll let you go ahead and pick one of yours and go.
Okay. Well, I was, we did a bunch of errands on Saturday morning, including taking my car to the shop. It was time for the 30,000 mile, blah, blah, blah thing that they do, that they charge you way too much for, you know, and it's amazing to me. Let me just tell you, you purchase this. I'm going to tell people, maybe you shouldn't purchase that extended warranty and maintenance plan that they push on you when you buy a car at a dealership, because somehow sneakily, they have all this other stuff that's not included in that, like, $5,000 thing that you pay for or whatever it is. Every time you go in, no, that's not included.
Right. I know I've said this before. Again, I feel so bad for interrupting your story. But when I worked in a car dealership when I was going to college, I was a receptionist. I was one of three people in the car dealership that did not work on commission. So when you realize, when you walk into any given car dealership in the country and you realize that every single person that you're going to come in contact with, other than like the accounting department and the like the receptionist, work on commission. That means all the finance people work on commission, all the sales people work on commission, all of the service people work on commission, and all of the parts people work on commission. So when you go back and talk to your, you know, you take your car to the dealership for an oil change and they try to upsell you on, you know, oh, you need to change your transmission fluid and blah, blah, blah. They do that just to get more money out of you because they make money off commission on selling you that stuff. So these extended warranties are like gold mines for them. It's like even
Best
Buy.
Well, yeah, but they kind of had me by the balls. And I'll tell you why. Because I have bad credit. And they quoted me this humongous percentage rate for the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would give me a loan except like Nissan. Like nobody. I even called some finance companies before I went in. Like nobody would give me a loan. So
did you call Tim in Alaska? You should have called Tim in Alaska.
I should have, right? Yeah. And so they were the only ones that would give me a loan, basically. And they gave me this horrible, I mean horrible, interest rate.
Like a credit card, like 27% or something?
Yeah, no, it was in the 20s.
Wow.
For sure it was in the 20s. And then they said, well, tell you what, if you purchase the extended warranty and the whatever, here's what we can get your interest rate down to. And it was like a third of what they had quoted me.
Right.
So they had me kind of between a rock and a hard place, because I thought, okay, I can pay this extra money in interest, or I can pay it on a warranty and at least get a little bit of benefit out of it, because maybe something will go wrong with the car that is covered by the warranty. And, you know, so I only had two options. I had already driven to Dallas. I loved the car. I wanted it. They gave me two options. You know, neither one of them were great, but one of them seemed better than the other. Anyway, but all I'm saying is they did that. They raped me over the coals. They raked me over the coals, whatever you want to say there. Mm-hmm. And but that wasn't my story. So then we went to the vet. So we were just running errands, and
that might be your problem. You're taking your car to the vet. Now, realize that the extended warranty is probably only going to be, you know, good at the car dealership, not at the vet.
Yes, I do realize that. But while the car was at the shop, it was time to take Sydney to the vet. So we dropped the car off, and Mark and I went to the vet with Sydney. And you know one thing about my vet that annoys me?
No.
They require you to go in the room with your dog and hold your dog while they're doing the stuff, like giving it the shot or whatever. I want a full service. Take my animal in the room, do your stuff, and like bring it back. All taken care of. I don't want it to go in.
No, see, I go in.
I don't want to be the.
I always go in with my pets.
Well, I do.
You know why, Adam? Because I love my pets, and I wouldn't want them to just be like scared and going off into a room, you know, without
me. Well, no, that's what they want me to do. They want me to go in there, so I do. But I think, look, if you're a full service vet, you should have like a nurse or an assistant of some sort holding the animal and comforting it while you're giving it shots and all that. I am paying for this service. They need to, anyway. So we go back out to the waiting room after she's
just
done.
Tell them you're allergic. It's my dog, but I'm allergic. Right. Can you hold him?
And we go back out to the waiting room, and we're waiting to pay. And there's this guy there with his little, I don't know, his son was probably maybe 5 or 6.
Right.
And it was one of those kids. Have you ever run across a kid that asks like 5 million questions?
Like every kid ever in the history of the world, yes.
Okay, maybe so. Maybe it is
There's an age of kids, yes, where they're very inquisitive. Yes.
After the other. I mean, just question. Oh, what? Whose dog is that? Oh, what's its name? Mm-hmm. Oh, where's mommy? Mm-hmm. What's mommy doing? Oh, where's our dog? Oh, where's the other dog? Oh, well, why? Why would you do that?
That's great. I mean, that's how kids learn. That's amazing. I would rather that than a stupid kid.
I was like, I'm so glad I've got a dog and not a child right now, because Sydney can't ask me questions. But
if she could, though.
Oh, my God.
Putting this bow on my hair? I hate this bow. Why? Why are you holding me? I don't want another picture of me taken.
Right. Exactly. So not only was this kid asking all these questions, right? And it was a cute kid, whatever, you know. Then the kid has a broken arm. He has a cast on his arm. Mm-hmm. And the receptionist is making small talk with all of us out in the kind of waiting area.
Why do you have a cast in your arm? What happened?
She's talking to the dad, and she says, oh, you know, what happened to Junior or whatever his name is? And he says, well, you know, it happened at daycare. This kid fell on him, blah, 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 blah. And he's going through this whole story. And towards the end of the story, he's a foster. He said, we took him to the daycare. Said he was being melodramatic and it was no big deal. And it probably, you know, whatever he said, but we took him to the doctor. He's like, yeah, see, the thing is, he's a foster child, and we felt like we needed to be extra special careful and take him to the doctor. And then the nurse is like, well, I think even biological parents might take their child to the doctor. And I was in there thinking, gosh, you know.
Yeah, but he's a biological child. You're not going to accuse us of child molest. It really is just about our image. We don't want people to think that we beat the child because he's a foster child.
So this guy's like, you know, so I'm like, man, you know, he just admitted, you know, if it was their biological child.
Oh, no, we got three of them. We got three biological children. We couldn't give a shit about them. They got bones sticking out and stuff. We don't care about them.
No big deal about the biological child. But the foster child, would you? So I want you to explain something to me.
Okay,
because I'm sure you know.
Yeah, according to Jovetans, I think I know everything. So go ahead.
Or anyone in the chat room, mm-hmm. Is there a difference between adopting a child and being a foster parent?
Yes.
Okay, and what I think that difference is you just rent the child for a while and then you
rent
and then
the
you
child?
Return
no, no,
them.
No, 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 no.
Like, all right, now, it's had like you, rent had to you, own sort of thing.
Had you bothered to watch the show that I recommended that you watch so many times, The Fosters on ABC, you would know, right? So foster parents are temporary custodian, you know, temporary guardians, right? So if you're in the foster system, you can have foster children. That does not necessarily mean that you are going to adopt those children. It just means that these are wards of the state that need a place to live. You're providing that place to live. You've been certified and tested, and they've, you know, checked your house and they've checked your background and stuff, and you're not some weird child rapist or whatever, and that you're a responsible human being that is capable of doing this. You get paid for them. You get paid to foster them. So it's like, because they're wards of the state and they're not legally yours. Should you choose to adopt a child, you are no longer their foster parent. You are now legally adopting that child, and they're no longer a ward of the state. Now they are completely your responsibility. So foster children you get paid for, and they can be removed from you at any time. They
so
can,
it's more like a warranty period. You know, you just want to...
No, they may not.
If anything goes wrong with the child during the 6 months, you can return them and get your money back.
All right, but it's more complicated than that, because there's a lot of foster children that, like, let's say their parents are in jail, and their parents are going to get out of jail in 2 years. So it's like, they're not eligible to be adopted. Like, you couldn't really adopt these children because their parents are just unable to care for them, but they would not give up their parental rights because they're incarcerated or whatever. So the children become wards of the state, and they're put into the foster care system for a couple of years until those parents are, you know, one of the parents is out and are able to take their children back. It's a very, you know, I don't know. You like procedurals. I don't know how you didn't pick up on this from like watching Judging Amy or because I was like,
I should, you know, and I've heard of it, but I never spent the time really thinking about that. I felt like there was a difference between the two, but I never really sat down and thought about it too much. So again, it's one of these things, but it seems kind of cruel to the child, because now that I think about it, they can get passed around to multiple foster homes.
They can, and they do. And
this is what you see in the movies of these runaway foster children, because they're sick of being passed around all these different people.
Well, it's worse than that, right? It's
and some of them don't take them to the doctor when Johnny falls on them at the daycare.
Those are rare. Those are actually rare. You know, I mean, foster parents that don't care anything about their kids or whatever, that's actually pretty rare. But more than likely, more common than not, what happens, especially with kids that are in that really developmental stage, like 7 to, you know, in their teens, like their early, like, you know, single digit, older single digit to, you know, mid-teens, where they... You know, they're getting close to this family, and now suddenly they have to get uprooted and move somewhere else, right? It feels to, you know, that's why a lot of foster children have so many problems behaving in society, whatever, is because they kind of feel like, well, if I get too close to anything, it's just going to get taken away from me, right? It's like, I remember, so my ex Damien was a foster child for a period of time, and he, you know, at some of his foster homes that he was at, like he would do really crazy things after like 2 or 3 houses, right? Like he would have like a candy bar that he would hide because he just felt like it was going to be taken away from him, but this was his candy bar that he could hold on to. He's like these weird little neuroses where it's like, it became very important that he had this candy bar because that's one thing that couldn't be taken away from him and it was his, you know? And it's like,
I think it's neuroses.
Okay. But I'm just saying that, yeah, I mean, but as bad as the foster system may be, you know, the alternative to it is, you know, unthinkable, right? It's just you can't just leave the kids on the street. You can't just like...
I had a friend who was a foster dog parent.
Yeah.
And some of those dogs were crazy as... I mean, they were really crazy. Like he adopted this one dog, and all it would do all day long is run around in circles.
Right.
And it couldn't walk in a straight line. If it was coming to you, it would do circles all the way to you. It's crazy.
Now you're gonna make me sad. All right. Great.
Oh, you're sad about dogs, but not foster children. But I bring up dogs and get a tear. Daniel gets a tear in his eye.
I don't give a shit.
Heaven forbid it's a cat.
How dare you? Alvira, dare you? Let's see what we got here. Hello.
Hi, I'm calling for the Celebrity Death Line. Makeup artist Jake Bailey died at 37 today.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is Sater.
Sater
69, Scott.
Yes,
Sater 69 on the Twitter, host of the Sater. You have so many rules. You're almost as bad as Mark and Ed. I don't know who he is, but I just wanted to call before RT Crimson did.
Right.
All right, this is Sater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, what? Yes.
Phone call with a train wreck.
Yeah, right. Yes, what, Adam? Yes.
So many rules. Rule is you have to give us your name, because what if we don't know who you are?
Right.
Like, you think, what about all these first-time callers? We've never heard from them before. We don't know what their name is. And it has to be someone who's actually dead.
I think you know, Steve the Sater is just, he thinks he's that famous. You should know.
Yeah, I don't have to give my name. Everyone knows me.
Fuck you. I'm Steve the Sater. Everyone knows
give
who I am.
Give my name?
I don't know. I hate him, by the way. I just I have declared a new war on him. I just hate him with a white.
I don't think makeup artists are famous.
Really? Aw, so sorry, Steve. All right. Even let's be honest, Steve, you didn't stand a chance to win. Anyway, even if we had given it to you, it's like there's so many RT Cruiser entries, he's just going to win. You're fine. So anyway, I'm amusing myself. Suddenly, I'm big fatty. I'm laughing at my own. I'm laughing at my own jokes. Anyway, all right. Here we think with the though.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I wanted to talk about this. And I don't know how to do this, so I'm going to ramble. Yeah, big shock, Adam. I'm going to ramble for a minute.
Is it going to involve a notary public? Because
no, it's not going to involve. Okay. Which, by the way, I found out on Twitter and through listening to Is All About Me. So apparently, everyone in Pride 48 is a fucking notary public. I didn't know this. All right, really, I should have just tweeted out, "Hey, is anyone a notary public?" Because apparently, Tom in Chicago is a notary public, and Mark from It's All About Me is a notary public. Is like I could have just had them do it, right? I could have just had them notarize my stuff. Anyway, doesn't matter.
So the chat room is disagreeing with me that this person was famous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say we've had an overruling by the chat room. We are going to give it to you.
He quit listening. As soon as he lost, he quit listening. So someone might want to tweet him out. And somebody might want to tell Scott the Sater on Twitter that Did I say Twitter? Someone might have wanted to tell Scott the Sater that he won. All right, here we go. I went to this event this weekend, and it was the most poorly organized event that I've ever been to in my life. Now,
you know, it amuses me. I just want to say one thing. Anytime you go to an event, the private chat of the click of people that we're in that has this private chat that no one else can get into.
Yeah, right.
You know, that one. You're always posting in there that you're searching for various fetish items. It never fails. Like you're getting rubber things or masks or dog collars or, you know. So this is the first thing that we hear about is, oh, I'm looking for this, you know, this mask I've got to get for this thing.
All right. It was a masquerade ball and you had to wear a mask.
What did you call it, though?
Well, the event was called the Fetish Masquerade Ball, but it was actually way tamer than the name would imply. Anyways, here's the thing is I'm not going to like trash the event or whatever because, you know, I'm an adult and I chose to go there and, you know, it was just a poorly event. But this is what I wanted to say.
Don't turn into a Pride 48 community member, please.
This is what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that once you've gone to a really badly organized event, you just learn how much you quickly learn just how much little weird things that are taken care of at a really well organized event. And of course, the only one I can think of is Pride 48. So Pride, if you think about Pride 48, Pride 48 is a really well organized event. If you're a new first time person that comes to our event, right, there's a website you can go to that will tell you where to go and where things are. There's a GroupMe group that you can go in and ask questions to. When you get to the actual hotel, there's like, you know, and you get checked into, you know, here's where the hospitality suite is. And it's like you go there. There's a printed schedule that tells you where you're supposed to go. On the walls, there's signage pointing to different places where you're supposed to go. There's actually a sign on the door of the hospitality suite that has like, you know, this is the hospitality suite. There's a sign on the broadcast studio thing. There's signage outside of the broadcast studios. It's like, it's a very well organized event. And this is what I wanted to say, because I know what you're thinking to yourself. You're thinking to yourself, hey, Daniel, you're just like patting yourself on the back, aren't you? No, I have nothing to do with any of that stuff.
Not a thing.
This comes down to Big Fatty, right? Big Fatty months ahead of time. Yeah, you need to get this locked down. You need to get this locked down. You know, it's like, because he gets all of these things done, right? And you do not realize how awesome Big Fatty is at doing these things until you go to a bad event, right? This event, right? And again, I'm not trying to trash the event, but this event had five different things, right? They had a social night they had an art showing on Thursday night, which I didn't go to because I didn't go till Friday. They had a meet and greet on Friday night. They had on Saturday during the day, they had a fetish forum, which was
it a meet, M-E-A-T,
no,
and greet?
No, it was at the bar. It was just a social. But then, I just burped, excuse me. And then there was on Saturday during the day, there's a fetish forum, which was like this forum where you're supposed to like be able to go and ask questions and have demonstrations and stuff like that. And then they had the actual masquerade ball on Saturday night. And then they had a breakfast buffet, a parting breakfast buffet on Sunday, right when you leave. All right. And they had a hotel. Right. So there is, and so I pre-bought my ticket for these things, which included cover to all of these things. So here's the thing. On none of the printed material anywhere did it even say where the fetish forum was going to be, or the breakfast buffet. It didn't even say where those were. I had to ask, like, wait, where's that going to be at? Oh, it's going to be here. So it's like, it didn't even tell you where it was at, right? And then when you got to the hotel, there was no hospitality. There was a hospitality suite. I found out later, but there was no one told you where it was or what it was there. There was no like packet of information, like, oh, here you go. Here's your schedule and here's your, you know, stuff. It was just a clusterfuck, right? It's like, and the ticket like covered things like, you know, this includes your free coat check and stuff like that. And you get to the coat check and they don't know what the ticket is and you still have to pay for it anyway. And it was like, it was just really, really badly organized. And I kept thinking the whole time, it's just like, what? Just think about for a moment all of the things that happened at Pride 48 that this annoying little man, that this annoying little like big fatty, this annoying, you don't understand people how much he annoys us.
There's a sign for everything though. I mean, you know, he can,
you don't, and you don't even think about the stupidest things. It's like there, when you walk off the elevator at Pride 48 and there's a sign that says hospitality suite and has an arrow pointing to the left, you think to yourself, oh, that's really nice. They have a sign there with it. But when you, if you stop and think about it for a moment,
Fatty did it,
but you stop and think about it for a moment. He must have had a sign that also has an arrow to the right, because there's no way for him to know whether the hospitality suite ahead of time is going to be to the left or to the right. So he's got duplicate signs printed with arrows pointing in a different direction. It's like, and then when he gets there, he's like popping these things up and he doesn't make a big deal about it. He just goes and does all this thing and all these things happen that are just amazing. And so I just wanted to say publicly, because I could have just, you know, called Fatty and said, you know what, I appreciate everything you do and everything. But I wanted to do so in a public forum and say, Big Fatty, as much as you annoy the fuck out of us leading up to Pride 48 every year. Oh, you got to get that schedule done now. Oh, no, that needs to be done now. Oh, no, that's, where's this? Why isn't this done now? And it's like just pushing us to get these things done so far ahead of time. It's like,
and you're not precluding thanks for anyone else who works on Pride 48. You're just calling out Big Fatty at the moment.
No, screw the rest of them. No, let me tell you, Big Fatty, I've said in a joking manner before that Pride 48 wouldn't happen without Big Fatty. Big Fatty is Pride 48. And it is. It's like that event would not go off as smoothly or as nicely as it does every single year without Big Fatty. So thank you, Big Fatty, for doing that. And to a lesser extent,
if you listen.
To a lesser extent, you know, Joey Buhecker does a lot of things at the hotel. So we don't, like, I made this reservation at the host hotel, but then later they like messaged me and was like, oh, we told them you were with our event, so they lowered your rate. And it's like, why didn't I have that option ahead of time? Why wasn't there a rate that I could use and a code that I could use to get my rate? You know, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, this event was so poorly organized, but it just made me appreciate even more the work that Big Fatty does for Pride 48. So thank you, Big Fatty. There you go. That's all.
And Greg in the chat room says, I wonder if Big Fatty is also a notary public.
Big Fatty is probably also a notary public, but only on the first of the month. He is only a notary public on the first of the month. He got his notary from the Rabbit Notary School. There you go. So I've got one more thing, but to go ahead and tell me about your pumpkin carving.
Well, so Mark and I decided that we were going to carve pumpkins. We were going to get, you know, all the stores around here have these big, the churches have these big yards full of pumpkins they're selling to raise money. All the stores have the big, you know, cardboard containers of pumpkins for $5 or whatever. So we decided we were going to buy a couple of pumpkins. And on Tuesday, it's the pumpkin, the Charlie Brown pumpkin thing.
It's
a big pumpkin, Charlie
it's
Brown.
It's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Yes,
yeah, something like that. Yeah. That was on, and they also had this Toy Story thing. So I got this idea. I was like, okay, we'll buy pumpkins. We'll get our patterns because we want to do, you know, fancy gay pumpkins, you know, and we're not artists, so we need a pattern to do this. We're not like pumpkin carving professionals. And so we got our kit, everything. We were ready to go. We watched the cartoons. We carved our pumpkins. We did the thing that you got to do, you know, take the photo and put it on Instagram and everything. We did all that. And so I was texting my mom that we had done these pumpkins, and I sent her a picture and everything. And she messaged back, and I just wanted to read what she said back. Let me find this text message here. I was going to try to summarize it, but I think I'd like to just read it.
The static that you're hearing in the recording is Adam's cell phone getting too close to the microphone. Go ahead.
Are you hearing it?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. It's fine.
So anyway, I sent her the picture, and I said, I don't know what I said. We're carving pumpkins, whatever. And so this is what my mom says. She says, great looking pumpkins. Do my sons plan to carve one for us?
Aww.
And that was it.
Aww.
But that's probably the sweetest text message I've ever gotten from my mother.
Wouldn't it be great if it was just autocorrect?
Well, it actually had an apostrophe. I mean, it was, I don't think it was autocorrect, but maybe it was. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so my mom said, my sons. So that's like a big step, right? I mean,
that is,
kind of.
It's a big spread, man.
And the only other thing I wanted to say about that was, don't carve your pumpkins
this
2 weeks before Halloween.
Yeah, because that'll go bad.
Because they're already bad. And yeah. It's, I mean, they're all the part that we, because, you know, we picked the complicated patterns.
Yeah.
Well, they shrivel all up and they don't even look like what they looked like before. So we may have to go and buy more to carve before Saturday so we can have some actual nice looking pumpkins out there.
Yeah, what I usually do is when I did this, but I don't.
I was thinking about some polyurethane.
No, actually what I do is I paint the pumpkins ahead of time. So I just get the little painting kit and I'll paint a design on it and I'll do that like for the weeks ahead. And then when it becomes like, you know, a few days before Halloween, then I'll carve it. Of course, this year I won't be doing that because this year on Halloween Day, I do have my my costume picked out for Halloween. Do you?
I'm not dressing up.
I am. I'm dressing up as an airline passenger as I, you know.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. How does...
In just 6 days, I'll be flying to Woodland Hills, California, going to Vera Charles and Gooch's house for Halloween. It's true, actually, Adam. I found out today that there is a big bag of Snickers there. That, I love Snickers. And there's a big, huge bag of Snickers that I will be getting to dive into there in the Woodland Hills, California. So
I hear Auntie Vera dresses up for Halloween in a big moo-moo.
I think.
And, and rides around on a hover-round.
On a hover-round. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I hear that's what he, that's why,
just don't
what
ask
he does.
Him, just don't ask him to go through the doorway backwards because he'll get stopped. I'm going to be heading out to Woodland Hills, California. It'll be fun. It'll be great. Go out there. It's too hot for them to have an actual fire, but we'll, you know. So we can't warm our tits by the fire, but we, you know, we'll have a, like that Netflix fire picture going, you know, the Netflix fire channel that, you know, 4 hours of fireplace burning and whatever. We'll...
And I also hear Auntie Vera has some tits.
some tits?
Well, that's what he says. He talks about his tits.
Moobs,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah. So there you go. It's going out to the, and then I'm going to be hanging out with Joe Batance after that. And then the real reason that I, you know, that this trip is happening is because of BlizzCon, which is an annual event that takes place in Anaheim every year for Blizzard. So I'm going to BlizzCon and my raid group likes to combine that with a couple of days at Disney, so we call it BlizzneyCon. So I will be leaving from Malibu to go to Anaheim and doing BlizzneyCon. But here's the other thing, Adam, I want to say. I can confirm this. On Thursday, I don't know what the date is. Thursday, November something. I want to say the 5th. Thursday, November 5th, I am having lunch in Hollywood with Carrie and Ethan. And
no, you're not.
I am. And Carrie's.
You're not.
I am.
Carrie, you know how many times Carrie has said that she's going to meet somebody somewhere and then not done it?
No, I'm telling you, Carrie is coming down to Hollywood with her because her exchange student wanted to do Hollywood. So they're coming down to Hollywood. And so I'm going to get to see Serenity and Ethan and Yingling, their exchange student, and Carrie. And maybe Chuck. I don't know. Maybe Chuck. I don't know.
Now, have you met Carrie before?
I video called with her before when she was in Germany, back on the old DI Plus. So, I mean, I've seen Carrie before.
But I've never
met her in person. So I will be meeting Carrie in Hollywood on Thursday.
Well, if she actually shows up, I'm going to be jealous because I tried to meet. I was adamant that I wanted to meet her when I was out there. And she just refused.
And also, on Monday, a friend of the show, Nico Martinez, will be joining Vera and Gooch and Joe Batance and myself and doing some stuff on Monday. And then the following Monday, Nico will also be joining my raid group at Disneyland. So I'll get to see Nico based on both November 2nd and the 9th. So that'll be fun. Doing that. So it'll just be a big, huge California trip. It'll be fun. And while I'm gone, Adam, I believe you actually might have found a new co-host to Pride for DI Plus.
I have several co-hosts for while you're out because you're not easy to replace. And, you know, I mean, with all the notary public talk and everything, I mean, it takes a special sort of talent.
It takes more than one person to interrupt as much as I do. It takes more than
replace you. Now, here's what I'm going to say. I don't have signed.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. You know, if you need signage, talk to Big Fatty. He's really good at that. All right, let's listen to this. Hello, who is this?
This is for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
C.T. Yaley. And Mark Murphy passed away. Mark Murphy is a jazz vocalist. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't even know some of his major things, like Stolen Moments is one of his big songs. But if you've ever heard a recording of a guy doing like scat or like improvised vocal, it's probably him. He had a really unique kind of jazz voice. Huge in the jazz community. Mark Murphy did. In Inglewood, New Jersey.
Again, I feel like that's somebody I should know, so we should give it to him.
Congratulations.
Because there are a lot of people that I don't know. And anytime I'm like, no, I don't think that person's famous, then, you know, we get calls and texts and voicemails. That person is so famous. How come you didn't know that person?
How do you not know who Joey Graceffa is? Exactly. Right. So there you go. Congratulations, CTL. You're entered into the contest.
Is that his first? I believe that might be his first entry.
I think it is.
I don't know. I don't know if it is, but yeah. So anyway, it takes a lot of people to
I'm sorry. I just got a text from Batance that says, "That's what Bill sounds like. I imagine someone gayer." No. He was using his butch voice there.
Well, anyway, so it takes a lot of people to replace you. And what I wanted to say is, I don't have signed contracts yet from any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably shouldn't announce this, but I'm gonna.
You're gonna.
So on November the 1st.
Yes.
Should join in live.
Next Sunday.
What?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Everyone should join in live because I will be joined by the one and only, not one, but two.
Yes.
Taylor the Latte Boy and Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Oh, wow. So you have Taylor and Taffy coming next Sunday.
They will be. I'm going to be Rodan and we will be doing an episode of Pod is My Co-Pilot Plus.
Wow.
Is what we're calling it.
So you basically won't talk at all.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then just confirmed today, although still, again, no signed contract, for Sunday, November the 8th, I have it only took one person for
only one.
I have the one, the only Toppy Smelly.
Toppy Smelly. Well, now, you know, when you say just one, I mean, Toppy has hundreds of characters.
Of personalities. Yeah. Yes.
You not only get Toppy, but you get Aunt Taffy, you get Cricket, you get Sassy, you get, I don't know, all the rest of them. I'll miss one. I'll miss one if I say that. I don't know. So.
Yeah. So anyway, I think everyone should join us.
Yeah, it'll be
for
great.
Both of those.
It'll be great. Wait, do I have this?
I'm really excited.
I have this.
You know,
Daniel and Adam.
Right. The only thing is, you know what I hate when you're out? Because when you're here,
yes.
For the most part,
right.
I mean, I prepare before the show. So I spend an hour or two like pulling together things and putting it in the Trello and all that. But the actual driving of the show mostly is you.
Right.
So whenever I have someone to replace you, it's not the talking because I can talk, but it's the driving of the show and doing the technical and moving things forward and doing all that all at the same time. It's work.
See, I don't know. I think you should just don't worry about the segments, you know, because not everyone's down with the, you know, switching between segments or whatever. You know, so maybe do the birthday segment and, you know, you don't need to do the celebrity death phone and stuff like that.
That's true. That's true. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know what all will happen. You know, as we know, I'm a creature of habit of what's it called?
A creature of habit, yes.
Of habit.
You could do the celebrity death phone just in the contact segment, though. So you could just do that, and then you wouldn't have to, like, interrupt them, you know, or, like, get in a fight. Like, you always interrupt. Oh, see? It's me. You don't have to use our complicated script that equally interrupts both of us. Yes, hello.
Hi. This is Larry, otherwise known as Q-Sledge from the Brain Dead Podcast. I was calling the celebrity death line to let you know that Maureen O'Hara died at age 95. She was in the classic films like The Quiet Man and How Green Was My Valley.
What was the answer to that?
Kind of dirty. Anyway, dead, 95. Have a nice day. Bye.
How green was it? Oh, I don't know. Who was it? Maureen O'Hara.
Maureen O'Hara. She was famous, for sure.
All right, well, there you go. Congratulations, Q Sledge. You were entered into the contest. You're entered into. You
she was. I think she was the mom in Miracle on 34th Street of the little girl. She was. She was several. Yeah, you would know her if you saw her.
And how it wasn't that. That's great because I should also, as they just pointed out in the chat room, I should also thank Larry because he did tonight's previously on DI Plus. That was actually Q Sledge doing the previously.
Oh, and you forgot to thank him. So
yeah, there you go. So it was great. Great for me to have done that. Alrighty then, Adam. Let's try out this new thing that we've got going on here as we've jumbled up our segments, and now let's see how it's gonna go.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is based off a musical cue played by Adam. And I'll do all of this without cheating, unless I do, which I often do. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening for the big DI Plus birthday?
I will do it without cheating unless I do.
Unless I do.
That's a cop out. Okay.
You know what? Here's the thing. I got a thing. I got a comment earlier this week about the
that
Cheers.
You cheat too much?
No, about the Cheers thing. They're just like, wait, did a segment of the show get dropped or whatever? Because you suddenly said that's them saying Norm, and it wasn't enough for me to even figure out what was saying. I was like, no, that's just how ingrained stupid TV shows are in my head that I heard like a microsecond of it, and I was just a little.
It was like, nah.
I was like, no, and I was, oh my God, that's Norm from Cheers. It's like, that's this is how much time as a sad child that I watch TV.
All right, so I have two for this one.
All right, here we go. I'm not hearing it, by the way. Not hearing.
Oh, you know what? It helps.
It's like you're jamming out to it, and I'm like, you're not hearing me say that I'm not
hearing
it.
Hold on. It helps when I have it going
right,
to
there you. Go. Right.
Dang it.
Okay, here
well,
we go.
It's take two.
Take two. Here we go. This is the theme song to Third Rock from the Sun.
It is. Okay, I have a another clip.
Okay.
Because that is an ensemble
it
cast.
It is. It is an ensemble. Oh, my God. That is John Lithgow laughing.
It is, yes.
I don't know what it's from, but that is John Lithgow. Yeah.
I'm the gingerbread man.
Oh, there you go. It's from Shrek, right? From Shrek.
It is. It's from Shrek. He played Lord Farquaad.
Ah, there you go. Oh, you know, Steve the Satyr played the part of Lord Farquaad in the stage production of Shrek.
Oh. Well, look at that.
There you go.
It's so, like, what a small world. Yeah, so...
John Lithgow.
So, yeah, John Lithgow, however you want to pronounce it, is 70 years old.
70 years young.
Yes. All right. So here is our next. I don't know if you're going to get this one, but we'll see.
Okay.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Get an attitude. Pop it like it's hot.
You're right.
Like it's hot.
You're right. I'm not going to get this. I have no idea.
All right. I have one more. I have one more. Here we go.
Okay.
Don't blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second. Now bounce to this.
I like. Is this your dancing, by the way? I wish I was recording this. You're doing your little hip-hop dancing there. It's very loose. It's very Lucas Cruikshank of you there to do the hip-hop dancing in the really horrible way. It's just like
you're now?
A tragically tragic white girl trying to do hip-hop dancing. What is it? Yeah, that exactly, with the pushing the hands out like you're somehow imaginary, like you're a mime, like you're somehow of like some kind of a sick mime trying to like push the wall in front of you. That is not hip-hop dancing, Adam. That's just sad. Okay, is it Snoop Dogg?
It is. It's Snoop Doggy Dog.
There we go. I cheated. I looked at the chat room. I never would have.
Oh, you
that.
Cheater.
Yeah, never would have gotten that.
Yeah. And you know, I didn't know this, but Pharrell. Now, I know Pharrell mainly from The Voice now, mm-hmm. but Pharrell did a lot with Snoop Dogg at one point. Now, I don't know if that's how Pharrell kind of got started. Probably not, because Pharrell's a lot older than he looks, and he started a long time ago. But in 2009, he did the whole...
Pharrell just had to grow into that hat.
The whole album, like Snoop Dogg's album in 2009 was like Pharrell.
And, to me. I'm just trying to grow into it.
Anyway, Snoop Dogg is 44 years old.
44 years young.
All right, so here is our next birthday.
This is the title theme to Star Wars.
Yes, and that is also an ensemble cast.
It is. It is a very ensemble. And it also, this could have been from any of the movies, by the way. There's six movies that this theme would apply to, so... A very big ensemble cast. This encompasses everyone from John Williams down to Jar Jar Binks. So, you're going to have to narrow the field here for me.
Here is another hint.
So when are you still alive? Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
That is the unmistakable voice of Carrie Fisher.
That is the voice of Carrie Fisher.
Sure. Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher. Excellent. So that is it Carrie Fisher's birthday?
It is Carrie Fisher's birthday. Carrie Fisher is... in the new upcoming on Christmas, Star Wars The Force Awakens, perhaps?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
Anyway, and she is 59 years old. And did you know that both she and Mark Hamill were required to lose weight for to come back and reprise their roles? She was told to lose about 30 pounds, and he was told to lose about 40 pounds.
Wow. I just been like, can't you have guys have like digital effects or something? Can't we just... So can't you just make like Michael Douglas look like 30 years younger than Ant-Man? Can't you just do that to me? Like, can't you just make me look 30 pounds lighter?
I wish I had those people just walk around with me all the time that can digitally make you look 30 years younger because, hello, sign me up right now. Anyway, so yeah. They had trainers that went out and met with them every day and all that kind of stuff. So there you go. Here's my suspicion. I'm going to tell you, this is not a spoiler because I'm only guessing.
Okay.
And maybe everyone else knows this and I don't.
Probably.
But I have a suspicion it's going to be bad in this movie.
Ooh. You have a suspicion that who's going to be... You Skyped out. Who's going to be
Luke.
Bad? You think Luke Skywalker is going to be bad?
I do.
All right, look. Let me just
And here's the reason I think that.
Okay.
I watched the trailer today, and there's a character that has the Darth Vader mask, a new version of the mask, who has, like, taken the gauntlet, you know, has taken the mantle from Darth Vader and kind of taken over. Mm-hmm. And they never show Luke in the trailer.
That's because he needed to lose 40 pounds. Actually, that's not true. That you see his hand at one point. His mechanical hand.
My theory is that Luke is the new Darth Vader.
All right. So let me just say this. This is what I wanted to say. I'm not a huge Star Wars nerd. I'm more of a Star Trek fan than I am a Star Wars fan. However, if you really strip away everything from Star Wars, forget about the fact that it was, you know, like where you got episodes 4, 5, and 6 before we got episodes 1, 2, and 3. Forget about this. If you really want to just look at Star Wars from the 10,000 foot view, it is a large epic story about the Skywalker family. That is the one constant across all of the films, is that we are interested in the members of the Skywalker family. Whether that be Anakin and his, you know, finding the whatever her name is, the princess, and getting married and having the kids.
Amidala?
Queen Amidala and getting married and having the kids. And it's like, and then which later, you know, then we follow them through 4, 5, and 6. We're calling. So it's like, I fully expect the next three movies to be following the children of Luke or the children of Leia or whatever. So we're just going to be following more Skywalkers. Now, we've already known from the past that Skywalkers can be really good or they can be really bad, right? And apparently, you know, in the case of Anakin, they can just switch on a dime. It's just like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm good now. No, forget about those tens of thousands of people I killed. Whatever, I'm good now. Let me go to heaven. Let me go to 4-7. So anyway, I just think I don't think Luke is going to change. I think maybe one of Luke's children could be evil. I totally buy that, right?
All right. But, it's just pure speculation. And I don't listen. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. It is only based off seeing the trailer. That's it.
All right. I think just knowing Star Wars nerds like I know them, I think if you were to do that, if you were to toy with that, no, Luke is lawful. You can't do that. And you'd have a huge rebellion.
I just want to see. I hope Yoda is in this one because Yoda is my favorite one.
Favorite Yoda.
I don't care. And I'd really like him to bring back an Ewok. I really would. I know everyone thinks that's the worst movie and that Ewoks were the worst mistake they ever made.
You want... No, the worst mistake they ever made was Jar Jar Binks. You want them to bring back... or the Pod Racers. That's probably the worst. You want... I'm confused. You want Yoda to bring back an Ewok?
No, I just want to make... I want Ewoks to be in it.
You want Ewoks to be in it.
And I want Yoda to be in it. Right. I love those. I love Ewoks.
Teddy bear
They're
I have
so
found.
Cute.
Teddy bear I have found.
Yeah. Ewoks are so cute. And they only had them in that one movie, as far as I know. Maybe they were in other movies, but I only remember them from the one.
All right.
Anyway. All right. Here's the next birthday.
This is the theme to Taxi.
All right. I have more than one.
Okay. Because, again, an ensemble show.
Yes.
Is this the theme to Galaxy Quest?
To what?
Galaxy Quest?
No.
No.
Give it a second. It'll get into the main theme in a second.
This Back to the Future?
Yes.
Okay. So it's in the chat room, but I would have gotten it anyway. Christopher Lloyd is the common.
It is Christopher Lloyd. And, you know, Back to the Future Day was on.
That's right.
One day last week.
Whatever day. October 21st. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever day that fell on, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think it was Wednesday, maybe. But anyway, so yeah, Christopher Lloyd is. I thought it was very appropriate.
Did you rewatch Back to the Future just because of the
no,
day? It's on Amazon Prime. I got 30 minutes into it. I'm like, my God, this movie was horrible.
Yeah, I never thought those movies were great. So, but anyway. But the music, the theme music is kind of catchy.
But you know, here's the thing, you mean the theme. Yeah, and they didn't really play the theme in that first movie, because in the first movie it was all about Huey Lewis and the news. So it was just like, hey, let's play Power of Love, which really has nothing to do, because the girl that he was supposedly in love with, he left 15 minutes to go back to the, you know, to the past, and then he hit on his mom for like half the movie. So
yeah, I love the theme to that, and it sounds very John Williams-esque. Mm-hmm. But it is not John Williams.
It is a ripoff. It's a designer imposter John Williams.
I can't remember the. I could look, but I'm not. But I can't remember the guy's name. But I was Googling it this afternoon because I was like, that sounds kind of John Williamsy. I wonder if he did that. But it was another guy who did some very iconic theme songs. You can look it up. I'm not good at Googling. And
Brent Corrigan in the chat room is telling me that I have the worst taste in movies because I didn't care for Back to the Future. I liked it at the time. I just don't think it held up well. That 80s style movie.
I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't call it a great movie.
Yeah, it was not.
I mean, it was a popcorn flick, right? Yeah. You know. All right, here's the next one.
Simulator games. Yes. Yes. I love simulator games. So, first game is... We're going to play three simulator games. They all seem really interesting. The first is 12yearoldsimulator.com. Say hello. Why, hello there.
This sounds like PewDiePie.
So
is
how
this
many
PewDiePie?
Dicks do you suck at?
It is.
It's PewDiePie. There you go. Congratulations.
PewDiePie.
I was trying to, like, if he was like a Markulator or whatever. That's why that was my other thought, is that it could be Markulator, but no, it sounds more like PewDiePie. Because he kind of has that thing where he kind of sounds Asian, but he's not.
He sounds gay.
Well, yeah.
But yeah. No, he's dating this very hot Italian chick, this other YouTube star, apparently.
Because he makes $12 million a year, so yeah.
He starts every show that I've seen.
Hey, how's it going, bros? My name's PewDiePie!
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going, bros? My name's PewDiePie!
That's their thing, right? That's what they do.
Hey, how's it going, bros?
That's what they do, man. That's their thing. Lucas starts every video the same way, you know, with his little catch thing. And Marky Miller starts his, you know, he's like, good morning, right? They all have that little thing. A Good Mythical Morning starts with, you know, DI Plus starts the same way every week.
No. I wasn't saying that it's the same way every time. I was like, the way he starts it is so like.
That's his thing, Adam. That's his shtick. That's what gets him. That's his catch. That's what gets him into the flight. That's what you know. It's a PewDiePie original.
PewDiePie. Anyway.
No. What does this have to do with Daniel's YouTube twink fascination? PewDiePie is not a twink. Anyway, move on. Move along.
He's cute, though.
No, but he's not a twink.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you define as a twink. I mean, you're getting a little bit older. Anybody that's a certain number of years below you could be a twink. You know?
40-year-olds are twinks to me.
All right. Here we are testing your knowledge of pop culture and music right now.
Oh, here we go.
Chat room, do not tell him.
No, is this Rihanna?
No, it is not.
Is this...
Okay, I have one more song.
Is it Gwen...
One more song.
Is it Gwen Stefani?
It is not. Here's one more song.
Ah, Katy Perry.
It is. Oh, Katy Perry.
See, I knew that. I knew that.
Katy Perry is... I love Katy Perry. I want to see her in concert.
Mm-hmm.
She is 31 years old.
31 years young. Congratulations.
And in that video for Firework, there are literally fireworks shooting out of her bosoms.
Wow. That's never been done before.
I mean, I'm sure it was photoshopped.
Cough Madonna. Anyway, go ahead. Yes.
All right. So our last birthday. Here's our last celebrity birthday.
Very last celebrity birthday.
Bros.
Bros.
Because you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. America. Beans, beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
Is it Nancy? Is it Nancy Cartwright?
It is Nancy Cartwright.
There you go.
That is Bart Simpson.
The voice of Bart Simpson, yes, Nancy Cartwright.
And she's been the voice of Bart Simpson for like 35 million years.
Yes, she has.
And made her entire career off of that. You know, Auntie Vera, you should have gotten on the Bart Simpson train because you would be a wealthy gentleman.
How do you, he clearly already is a wealthy gentleman.
Well, a wealthier gentleman. A
wealthier gentleman. He lives in his big mansion in the hills. And hey, we have some Pride 48 birthdays that I'd like to cover, if you don't mind, Adam. On the 23rd, it was Frequency's birthday. He's the host of the Gay Wasteland, which I don't know if they still do a show or not, but happy birthday on the 23rd, Frequency. Also on the 23rd was Carrick, or K. Eric. I'm not sure which. It just says Carrick. That's all I know. And that was it for the ones that have had it. So happy birthday to you. If you would like to have your birthday listed on the Pride 48 website, then head over to pride48.com, sign up for an account, and click on the little button that says, yes, I would like my birthday to be on the interwebs, on the thing for people to see it, or whatever.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
And since I'm reading text messages tonight, this is the text message I got 2 minutes ago from Mark.
Yes.
You okay? Why are you screaming?
Why were you screaming?
I guess I when I was saying PewDiePie.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was screaming. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Fine. Now, I picked one news story because you were supposed to pick one.
I did. It's on the Trello.
Okay, good. Because I haven't looked. All right. So, and this is another one of those that I really just kind of liked the first line. I apologize. Oh, but I, you know, whatever. A Saudi prince is accused of engaging in a gay sex act, threatening a woman's life, and demanding that an assistant fart in his face while others watched.
Okay. Let's analyze this sentence here, shall we? All right. So a Saudi prince was accused of committing a gay sex act and yelling at a woman?
And asking someone to fart in his face.
Wait, why was he yelling at the woman? What was the woman doing there? Then it wasn't really a gay sex. At best, it would be a bisexual sex act.
I don't think it was at the same time.
Well, then why? But then why did they continue it? Right after, he's like, he asked a man to fart in his... Now, did he ask the man to fart in his face as part of the gay sex act? Or was this like later? After
you know,
the fart?
I had someone fart in my face one time.
Like on purpose?
No, it was during a sex act. Oh. During a sex act. And I just want to tell you what.
You don't want to be
nothing
there.
Will kill the mood more than a smelly fart.
You don't want to be there.
Let me just tell you that. But he's been accused of using cocaine, engaging in heavy drinking, and arranging for escorts to come to his home in the U.S. while declaring, quote, I am a prince and I do what I want.
He's like that cartoon character on the show. I don't care. I do what I want. I don't care. I do what I want. He's just trying to get on the Jerry Springer show or something.
They just need to throw some chairs.
This prince is completely unruly today on Springer.
So he has female staffers, so three of them responsible for caring for the $37 million mansion that he was staying in have filed a civil lawsuit against Prince Mahed Abdulaziz Al Saud.
My name is Mahed. Now give me more head.
Oh, sorry. Al Saud, I think is the way you say it. Mm-hmm. In the latest complaint, Al Saud allegedly sat on a woman and aggressively rubbed his body against her.
That doesn't sound gay.
He is then said to have kicked her knee and violently grabbed her arm, leaving bruises on her thigh and nail marks on her wrist.
That doesn't sound gay.
The Prince of Saudi Arabia, where gay sex acts are punishable by death, was also witnessed being intimate with a male aide, the Los Angeles civil suit claims.
There you go.
The recent has come after Los Angeles County prosecutors declined to file felony sexual assault charges against him after he was arrested last month.
Okay, great.
Anyway.
I think we've killed this story.
You know what? He has a very wide range of likes.
He should have gone to the fetish ball.
A plethora of fetishes that he has. Farting.
Could have gone to the fetish masquerade ball.
He could have worn that other mask that you bought. You had two of them.
I had two. I wore the black one.
Yeah. Good choice. Good choice. I didn't really care for the other one. All right. So that's it. So if you want to get away with anything when you come to the United States, become a prince of Saudi Arabia and you'll be fine.
I think you have to kind of be a prince. You can't just become a prince of Saudi Arabia. You kind of have to be born.
No, just become a prince. That's
okay, great. 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 Just want to check that. Okay.
Always be careful about who you get in bed with.
Mm-hmm.
An alleged knife-wielding burglar in Oregon learned this lesson the hard way when he took his clothes off, nuzzled his way into bed, and kissed a homeowner who happened to have a gun, police say. Richard Dean something or other broke into the Northwest Portland home around 3:40 a.m.
Of course
Thursday.
It was in Portland. Of course it was in Portland, yes.
According to the Oregonian, police say that guy searched the house for,
DeFutis.
DeFutis, okay. DeFutis searched the house for valuables before he decided to head for the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Authorities say that
DeFutis,
thank you, took his clothes off and while holding a knife, crawled into bed with a man and woman who live in the house. The man told police that he was roused from his slumber when
just say it.
DeFutis kissed him.
Right.
DeFutis quickly. How many times could they freaking say DeFutis?
I don't know.
This
is already boring. All right. So this dude
DeFutis
breaks
quickly
into
put his. Well, you didn't do a summary for it.
All right. The dude breaks into the guy's house, right? Into this couple's house. He breaks in and then he goes and hops in bed with them. And then that's not enough. Then he has to kiss them to wake them. He has to kiss the guy to wake him up. It's Portland.
Yeah, anyway, he was held on $310,000 bail.
It's like, here's the thing. It's like, wouldn't the natural defense just be like, dude, there was an ad on Craigslist that said the door was open?
I think that sounds like a common occurrence at that Saudi prince's house. So Maybe he should have just gone there and like gotten into bed with somebody.
I just say, he's like, yeah, exactly. He should have just gone.
And farted in his face.
Farted in his face. And it would have been great. Great, great, great. All right, that was the news, wasn't it? Now we're in new territory now. I got to do this. All right, here we go.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, kill
it. DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Catching Up with Joe Batanz.
Play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it.
It is the segment of the show where we like to take your technical questions as they are and basically give you really bad answers to them because that's what we like to do. Our very first one comes in from Baron Frosty. Let's listen to that one, shall we? Oops, shit. I got to stop this.
Wow, Baron has some techno going on in his
his car there. All right, here we go.
Hi, guys. It's Baron Frosty calling, number two listener, former top five podcaster. Mm-hmm. I'm calling for the tech segment. No one died. I'm calling in response to Toppy's question from last week.
Yes.
About how to podcast without a mixer to do the streaming online at 548.
Yes.
What I did when I did it is that I had a cheapy online device where I could add the device as a caller on the Skype call, and then I just fed that device's audio through a USB sound card, which I then hooked to the stream. Yes. So that was a cheap, easy fix. Didn't require a mixer, and it sounded fine. And I just wanted to toss that out there as an idea for other folks. And I will also post this to Toppy online at the Pride 48 website, as you guys recommended on Facebook. So right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Which he has already done. I saw that earlier this week. He posted it on there. Yeah, that is true. You can do that. A lot of these solutions, especially within the realm of streaming in the PC realm, there's not really good software to hijack your audio and to turn it around based on a single sound card. So almost every solution that you're going to come up with on a PC basically involves a second sound card, which is not a difficult or complicated thing at all nowadays, because you can buy on Amazon a USB sound card, which is really just a dongle, a USB dongle that you can plug into any of your USB ports that has a line in and a line out on it, you know, an eighth of an inch line in, line out, for, you know, $10, $15, if that. They're really cheap to buy, and, you know, you plug them in your USB port and boom, you've got a second sound card. And once you have a second sound card, you can do all kinds of things, right? You can take the output of, you know, the main sound card and send it into that one, or you can take the output of the mixer and send it into that one. Like, we actually, that's how we do what we do, right? We have my sound card, my primary sound card off my PC comes into the mixer, and then everything from my mixer goes into the input of the second sound card, which is what gets sent to the stream into Atom.
Well, not me. I'm in the 1%, so I have a second computer.
Right, but it's a second sound card. It might as well be, I mean, right. It's the same concept, right? It's just you're basically, the second sound card is it, how you get around a lot of
things. I always had trouble with more than one sound card because I always got computer noise in my audio. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get rid of it. So I've always, for whatever reason, I've always had to use two machines that were not plugged into the same circuit in the house. Either one's unplugged, one's plugged, something like that. So I don't get any kind of noise in the audio, because noise, humming and stuff really bugs me. So I've always had that problem.
Anyway, so thank you, Baron Frosty. We do appreciate that. And hopefully Toppy Smelly got his thing fixed. Let's move on to our next caller.
Okay, guys, this is a tech question. This is Bacon.
Okay.
And so anyway, this is a serious question.
Serious.
I would love a serious answer.
Serious.
Okay, so I have the LEG. No, it's not LEG. Okay, so I had a beer.
LEG, by the way, is a leg. Just so you know, she has a leg.
I love how she was starting off with the serious question.
Right. It's a serious question.
She has an LEG.
It's a serious question. I have a leg.
The LG phone, and I think that means life is good. And so I have the L. Did I say phone? It's not a phone. It's a TV. Maybe I should call back. And I'm sober. Okay, just wait. So I have the LG TV.
Yes.
And it has the Play Store on it. Okay, uh-huh. So in addition to that, it has, like, you hit the little button that says something.
Yeah.
And it takes you to a screen where you can flip to Flipster and Netflix and Google Play and Amazon and all that stuff. Okay, so my Amazon is not working. So I've gone into the Play Store. I've gone to apps. I've gone to Amazon. I've checked for updates. I've done all kinds of things. My Wi-Fi works. We have, like, 9 cell phones, 14 iPads, 6 computers, and a TV connected to the router, and everything works perfectly fine. Amazon works on the iPad, not working on the LG TV. So what's going on? Thank you.
Wow. All right. This is fun here. Fun, isn't it? Okay. What you're talking about is you're talking about an LG TV. By the way, LG stands for Lucky Gold Star, in case you didn't know that. It used to be a very cheap brand that was put out, that then, in order to make themselves sound classier, just changed their names to LG, which is a Taiwanese or Korean company. I forget which. Anyway, so LG is a maker of LCD screens and TVs and whatnot. And what you're talking about is the smart TV function of that, which is the basically the thing that's built into the computer into the TV that if connects to the internet, that you were able to bring up a menu and play Netflix and Amazon Prime. I don't know why your Amazon Prime is not working on your LG. I just did a really brief scan of the forums on Amazon, and there's nothing in there about LG not working or whatnot. I don't know. That's my best answer to you is my best answer to you is get a Fire TV or a Roku. That would be my answer to you. Is just get one because they're just
I've heard smart TVs are not great. Like, they're kind of, the service on them is kind of spotty anyway. I mean, sometimes you'll have good luck and sometimes you won't. And I would be interested to know. So, was she worked on it except for Amazon?
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like that the Netflix thing was working. So I'm assuming it is connected to the internet, because that would be your main problem if you weren't getting anything. Obviously,
so,
it's not connected to your Wi-Fi or to your internet.
So the other thing would be to check and see if Amazon is compatible. Like, I know the Amazon app is not compatible with every device.
Yeah, but if it's on there, I mean, if it's on there, then it came with the other race. Yeah, so it's just, I don't know.
Well,
maybe
she said she has the Play Store, so I don't know if she went in the Play Store and tried to.
Also, you're thinking maybe that the LG thing is an Android thing, and so she's downloading the Android thing.
Yeah, she said she has the Play Store on the TV.
Okay, then yeah. That's
now, normally, if it's not compatible, it won't let you install it.
Right.
But maybe that it's just slipped by, but it isn't compatible because,
or it could just be one of those shitty, but like it's not the actual Amazon app. It's just there's an app called Amazon Prime that like somebody tried to put together that doesn't work all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not the actual Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, app. I don't know. There's so many different things. Honestly, save yourself the hassle. Go buy a Roku or a Fire TV, both of them for under $100. They're just so ubiquitous and so easily supported because like so many, they finally released the numbers of the streaming boxes and Roku is by far and away the most popular of the streaming boxes. So it's like, if you wanted to have a really well-supported device that it's going to be updated and kept, you know, up to date and the most people have, then grab a Roku. That's really the best way to do that is to get a Roku. Plus it'll also let you put a wire into it, which is just going to help on your streaming. There you go. So let's get to our final tech question here that comes in from Mags. Yes, hello.
Hey, guys. This is Mags with a tech question. When I was over at Pride 48, I just had to reformat my computer. It's been going for about a month or so now, and I'm starting to hear the hard disk in there spinning. It does it a lot when I'm on Google Chrome, so I try not to be on it, but now it's starting to do it otherwise. Mm-hmm. So question is, I would like to get... I'm thinking of taking it to Best Buy, and I would like them to put in a solid state and a regular hard drive. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend? I'm looking at the prices, and even 4 terabytes seem to be much lower than they used to be. They're only $150 to $200. What should I go with? I mean, stuff like RAM and stuff like that, too, I should probably update, but I'm looking more at the storage right now since that seems to be the immediate problem. Thanks, and I'll just hang up and listen in then.
Okay.
My answer is going to be a lot shorter than yours.
okay, go.
Go to crucial.com, and they have a scanning tool on there, and they tell you exactly what you're compatible with and all that kind of stuff, and they make recommendations.
Right.
So now they might have different. Kingston, I've heard, is good, but as far as recommendations of like what's compatible with your computer and all that, you can find that out at Crucial. Anyway. You can tell him brands because I don't know.
No, I use Crucial is the SSD drive that I use on all of mine. I would just say this: you don't need to go to Best Buy. Don't go to Best Buy. Don't give the pay the money to do that. Honestly, the Crucial kit, if you buy the kit that has the transfer software in it, it actually just lets you hook up your Crucial drive to a USB dongle that you can then plug into your computer. You boot off their CD and it will just make an image of your existing hard drive onto the new SSD drive. Then you shut down your computer. You put the SSD drive in as your primary. You take your existing magnetic hard drive that's in there and you make it the secondary drive and you just reformat it because now your SSD has everything that was on the other one. So that way then your primary drive is the SSD, which means your computer boots fast and you can do everything on it. And then you have a second hard drive to store things on, which is exactly like how I do stuff here, right? I have an SSD drive that runs the operating system and runs all of the things that I use a lot, like Audacity and World of Warcraft and any of my gaming stuff, any of my programming stuff. Everything is on my USB, on my SSD drive. But then when I am done recording a podcast, it immediately gets moved over to a magnetic drive because I don't need it to be fast anymore. I don't need the speed or whatever because I'm just dealing with an audio recording that I'm just archiving. And so everything gets archived over on the magnetic media, but I'm using it on the SSD for speed when I'm actually actively using it. And the same thing, with documents or movies. Like once you download a movie, you don't need an SSD to watch a movie, playback, whatever. You can put that on the magnetic drive and everything. Most anything that takes a lot of space, you can put on the magnetic drive. You just want the SSD for the speed. So that would be my suggestion there is don't go to Best Buy. Just do it yourself. It's really easy to do. It's super easy to do. I mean, like just, here's how easy it is to do. I walked Gooch through doing this over a Google Hangout.
Yes. Especially a desktop too. Like I've even added a hard drive to my Ultrabook, and that's not as easy because you have to like pry the keyboard up and do some stuff like that. But a desktop, super easy. Usually they have screws a lot of newer ones, you don't even have to have a screwdriver. They literally like my case just has screws that I can literally, it's almost like a knob or something. Like you can turn it with your finger and get the case, the little thingy off there.
Yeah. And I wouldn't worry about your magnetic drive. Like, don't spend a lot of money on your magnetic drive, because if it's not going to be your primary drive, then you don't care if it's a 7,200 RPM drive. Like, you can go with a 5,400 RPM magnetic drive because you don't care that it's not going to be as faster because it's not your primary drive, right? You don't need the speed of booting and stuff like that if you're just going to use it as an archive drive. There you go. That is my suggestion, and that is the tech segment, and we do appreciate everyone for emailing in those questions. We appreciate each and every one of them, don't we, Adam?
Yes, we do.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, flash.
3, 2, 1!
Contact is the secret, is the moment. When everything happens, contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
I just saw in the chat room, Icy Greg said Streaming Box was the name of someone I met at the fetish forum. So could be. I don't remember that, but could very well be. Excellent. Adam, we do have some contact, some email, and some voicemails and all kinds of things that come in into our different areas.
Yes, that come into our areas.
And come into our areas. I just wanted to, I didn't get to it last week for some reason. I just kind of forgot it. But I did have a Twitter question that came in from Big Fatty for last week's show that says, are you worried about the gangs at LAX when you visit the surface of the sun on Halloween? Yes, I'm very worried about the gangs in front of the Mattel National Headquarters there. So I'm very, very worried about them. That's it. I'm done.
Well, don't be worried.
I'm not. I'm not worried about them at all. Let's get to our very first email. Our first email comes into us from Kathy Bacon, who says, I have a suggestion about the game. What game are we talking about?
I don't know. I think you were just talking about how complicated.
I was talking about how complicated the All About Me games were. And then, all right, so maybe this is a suggestion for that game. Draw 10 random names, give them 1 week to call in. Whoever calls in gets added to the final drawing. Put $2 to $5 on for each person who calls in. There was a lot of random speak on both your show and theirs this morning. P.S. Take pictures of other people's food. Okay, no. Now, we have such a nice, easy to understand contest here, right? You just call and someone dies and you're entered into a contest. That's it. That's easy. That's how easy it is. Those other guys have this really complicated, I've beat that dead horse already. It's dead. I've called the notary. It's done. Let's get to our first voicemail here, Adam, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
You're being really quiet. I can't see you because I've got the screens up where I'm reading these things, so I can't see you. What are you doing? Are you doing something else?
I was just quiet during that one email that you read.
I keep stopping talking and then you just.
No, I was cleaning. I can't even describe what I was doing. I'm listening. I'm here. Go right ahead. Oh, a second ago, I was trying to upload the photo of our pumpkin carving that we did so I could put it in the chat room so the chat room could see it.
Right.
So that was taking some of my intellect.
There. Okay, let's get to our first phone call here, shall
All
we?
Right.
Here it is. Let's listen to it now. Here we go.
Yeah, hi guys. IT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Who's your jar?
What?
Doo-doo-doo. Oh, what's his name? He's gone. Gone. There we go. Arnold Klein. Most famous for making Michael Jackson white. Dead at 70. Bye.
Arnold Klein.
All I heard was rah rah.
Well, I think he was like a biddy-bop because he didn't know who it was. Arnold, I'm going to have to Google that person.
All right, well, just let me know.
Arnold.
I got my fingers on the buttons. Which one is
it? Arnold Klein. Let me see. Hold on. Arnold.
Arnold D. Klein. If we have to look it up, then seriously, Klein. It's just like, whatever.
Oh, it's spelled K-L-E-I-N.
Whatever, I just say no.
He was that doctor. No. He's more infamous than celebritous. No.
All right, let's get to our next email. We don't have another email. We do have a voicemail, though. Let's listen to it, shall we?
We shall.
Fruit juicy.
Ceci, what are you doing?
I'm calling Dubious Intent Plus, their hotline.
Oh, yeah. Well, what you mean is you've already called because they can hear you now. So that means you've already called.
Try to confuse me. I have a haven't even dialed yet, okay? So just settle down.
Well, I'm just telling you, they can hear you. You've already dialed, obviously.
Tappy, okay, fine. Your reality is your reality.
What does that That's mean? Fine.
I'm doing my own thing here. I got to call Adam and Danny.
Oh, wait. Why do you got to call him?
Because I got a couple three things I want to say to him.
What kind of a couple three things?
I got a couple of complaints, okay?
What do you mean you got a couple of complaints?
There's a couple things I'm not happy about, and I'm calling the hotline to just give them a piece of my mind, okay?
Here we go.
Is it any business of yours?
Well, Ceci, I don't know if you heard the last dubious intent, but someone else tried to do that, and Daniel ripped them a new ream hole.
I did not.
Well, he reamed them a new, I don't know. Anyways, it was very awkward.
Tappy, please don't bother me. I'm trying to dial up dubious intent.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Tommy, you're not the boss of me.
I'm
dialing right now.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I think you're making a big mistake, Sassy.
Sorry, Tommy. I couldn't hear. What did you say?
I said you're probably making a terrible mistake.
A mistake? All right, settle down. I'm about to go on the air here.
Yeah, well, Sassy, what did you want to tell him? What's your complaint?
I got a complaint.
Okay, but it's got to be a constructive complaint.
What do you mean constructive?
Yes.
Dear God, how long does it take our voicemail?
You
got to
have constructive criticism. You can't just call in and say you hate this, hate that. You got to be constructive.
I want to tell him what I really hate.
Sissy, you're going to get reamed a new a-hole. Don't do it. Hang up now.
Tommy, are you nuts?
Listen, I'm just trying to protect you from the wrath of Brewer.
The wrath of Brewer?
Yes, it's a real thing. Sissy, I'm telling you.
Holy Christ, how many times is this goddamn thing going to ring?
All right, Sissy, this skit has gone on for over 2 minutes. Wrap it up.
Okay.
Hey, you've reached dubious intent. That means you should probably, leave a message or something.
Okay, I got him, Tappy.
Sassy, please.
What? Tappy, this is my chance to leave a message. What?
Sassy, I just really want you to think about this. I really want you, whatever your complaint is, I want you to turn it around into constructive criticism.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I just want to tell him what I hate.
Sassy, are you crazy?
Oh, my God. Will you relax?
Okay, we got to finish the skit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tappy, I feel kind of weird.
What do you mean you're feeling weird?
Tappy, I think I'm growing fangs.
Fangs? You think you're growing fangs? Oh, my God. You are growing fangs.
I want to suck your blood.
Help. Sassy's turned into a vampire. I got it. Oh, thank God there's a wooden stake here. Oh, look. Here's a hammer.
Yeah. I want to
No, take this evil vampire, Sassy.
No, you're dead.
I will punch this down to the center of your vampiric hard drive. Stand back, everyone. Sassy is a vampire. I must vanquish him with this wooden stake through his hard drive.
What? Wait, what happened? Something? Did I click off on it? Oh,
you did.
Oh, fine. Hold on. Wait, where are we at?
Oh, now you got to start it over from the beginning.
You're God.
No, hold on. We have to.
No. Take this, evil vampire. Sassy.
No, you're
dead. I will punch this down to the center of your vampiric hard drive.
Stand back, everyone. Sassy is a vampire. I must vanquish him with this wooden stake. His hard drive. This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen, out of character to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be, the Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo.
Boo!
Starting now, we couldn't soap all your windows and steal all your garden gates by tomorrow night, so we did the best next thing. We annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed the CBS. You will be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it, and that both institutions are still open for business. So goodbye, everybody, and remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian, it's Halloween.
Wow.
tonight, the Columbia broadcast.
Toppy does a really good Orson Welles impersonation.
I know. I would have thought Orson Welles was like standing here.
Thank you, Toffee.
Thank you, Toffee. That was our little sexy. What are they called? A little radio theater, like right here.
Theater of the mind.
I feel like he upped our production value by I don't know, 500%.
That wasn't hard. I mean, it was not hard to do that, to up our production value. I'm not saying what he did wasn't hard. Anyway, I got nothing. Thank you very much, Toffee. We really appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. And everyone, please listen in on November 8th. When Toppy himself will be joining us.
Why couldn't you tell people to listen to Toppy's show, The Smellcast?
Too.
They could go and they could do that too.
Yeah.
Go to smellcast.wordpress.com. We
should get him a more professional sounding URL.
He may have it, and I just Googled it. I just Googled Smellcast. I don't know. I always go to the BFO. I just go to the BFO and click on that link. Or you can go to Pride 48 and you can click on the link there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You can go and listen to Toppy at the Smellcast. Or you can hear him on Big Fatty because he keeps calling in there. Phone calls that take forever. But we do appreciate it. It's better than listening to Fatty. I'll tell you that right now. All right, here we go. Here's our last phone call. Let's go to it right now, Adam.
Oh, crud almighty. I was going to leave a message for Matt and say happy birthday, but... I'm not sure if this is the weekend when Daniel is gone. Okay, so I'm driving by this house and it's got like way too much decorations. I should have watched him call Periscope that one. But, cute, it's got a Casper. All right, break time. So anyway, never mind. All right, goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. And you know what? Here's the interesting thing is like when Adam's gone, I don't have voicemails because Adam controls the Google Voice.
That's
stuff.
Not true. I forgot one time.
No. What I'm trying to say is that the Google Voice that we use is under your account. So it's like, I don't have your password. I'm not, I would never ask you for your Google password or whatever. So it's like, if you're out of town and I forget to ask you to do that, then I don't have access to, but you're fine. You can call the voice because Adam will have, access to all the phone calls while I'm gone. So you can call. So if you wanted to call and say, hi to Taffy and Taylor, you could do that.
Toppy.
Or Toppy the next week. You can call and leave a voice or send in an email with a. Now suddenly I'm turning into Toppy's really. I can't produce an actual sentence. Anyway, thank you very much, Kathy Bacon and Toppy Smelly. And thank you very much for calling in to the little show. We really do, really, really appreciate it. I got nothing. Anyway, so what did you think? What did you think of the new order?
I like any order, so I'm good with anything.
I'm just saying, it's like I kind of felt like the birthdays and the contact were too close to each other.
I think it worked well. We should ask the chat room. We're gonna put up an Insta poll right now and let us know what you thought of the new order. Or better yet. You guys could write in contact@dubiousintent.com, or you could give us a phone call at 229.
Oh, you don't even know, do you? 229-234-7587. Or you can leave a message in our secret group.
Yeah.
No. That answer. Ask a question.
Hell. You could hold on.
Or you could leave it in the secret group.
There's a secret group?
Oh, shit. Wrong one. Wait, no. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, that's 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Clearly, I don't know how to use the buttons here.
Clearly not.
Anyway, Adam, have fun for the next 2 weeks of being Daniel,
yeah, you too.
Daniel Brewer free. Now, I will be at the Vera Charles Mansion Sunday evening.
Yes.
When you're doing your show. So I'm sure that we will be listening. So,
I have full faith that you guys will be heckling away.
Sure that we'll be listening, it'll be great.
You'll listen to the intro and
I'll
criticize.
Critique it, and I think what you should do is use Pod as my Copa's intro, because it's a lot better. Anyway, Adam, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Good night,
All right,
chat.
Have fun. Good night, David.